to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS. Donald Trump is such a lying hypocrite. And the audacity of him, it sees no end. But all of these so-called assassination attempts, they just seem fishy to me. Because the fact of the matter is, the man that they arrested, he didn't even fire any shots. He didn't fire any shots. And I'm not saying that I wanted him to, so don't think that that's what I am saying. But they arrested the guy. He had weapons on him, and quite frankly, this is the type of stuff that bothers me, because he looked like somebody who would be at a Trump rally, okay? He never fired a shot, authorities said, and he's being held on charges of possession of a firearm while a convicted felon, and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. So when the news broke that he had another assassination attempt, he's safe and all this other stuff, that was to stoke the flames of the fire that they want to have happen so that he can have sympathy by the people who are already going to vote for him anyway, but not just the sympathy to vote because they're already going to vote for him anyway, but if he doesn't win, to get like another January 6th 2.0 happening in 2025. That's what this is all about, because he is trying to blame Kamala, Joe, and Democrats for these alleged attempts happening on him, when nobody is, listen, if the guy who shot those shots at his rally was a registered Democrat, if his family had a Harris or even a Biden sign in their yard, quite frankly, they had Trump signs in the yard, but they're not speaking about that. But if it was the opposite, we'd still be hearing about it to this day. So when they do talk about it, they say they tried to take him out. They tried to assassinate the former president. They. Who was the they? The they is the people who just don't like him. And quite frankly, there have been a lot of people that have come out who are registered Republicans who are saying, we don't want this lunatic back in office. Take this country back from the crazies. So he is saying their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at, when I am the one who is going to save the country, and they are the ones that are destroying the country, both from the inside and out. Of course, he's saying that on Fox News, of all places, right? It's either Fox News, his social media, which is humorously called Truth Social, by the man who never speaks the truth, or on the other propaganda channels like One America Network or Newsmax, or he's got Elon Musk speaking for him over there on Twitter. So I am just disgusted by all of this, because all of these so-called assassination attempts, to me, is to get the sympathy going. I'm not saying that I want anything to happen to anyone else. I'm not rooting for anything to hit the target that may come at him. But what I'm saying is that he needs to blame himself. But of course, we know he's never going to do that. But it's very easy to blame other people for the stuff that's happening to him, allegedly. And I'm going to continue to say allegedly, because when the news broke about that situation with the guy that they arrested, the news reported it as if he was shot at and they missed, and he's okay, and he's safe. Man, that fat orange piece of crap was safe the whole time, playing golf at his Mar-a-Lago golf plantation, or whatever the hell it's called. I don't care, but he never was in danger because he was not shot at. I am not saying that the man wasn't going to try, but even with that being said, it's just very fishy to me. I'm saying, you mean to tell me that this crazy man came down and he's just chilling out outside of Mar-a-Lago and I don't believe it. I don't have to believe it. I don't. These attempts are so fishy. I'm very skeptical of it. I just am. And so with him wanting to blame other people for these things that have allegedly happened to him, and then you got Elon Musk out here tweeting, pretty much encouraging others to go for Kamala or Joe. It's to me, all of it just seems like it's a setup. But this is what he wants to happen. He wrote on his social media and on his website, the rhetoric lies as exemplif which we know he didn't write this, but I'm just saying it was written on his behalf. The rhetoric lies as exemplified by the false statements made by Comrade Kamala Harris during the rigged and highly partisan ABC debate and all of the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's, then Kamala's political opponent, all caps, me, has taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred, abuse, and distrust. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying and it will only get worse, allowing millions of people from places unknown to all caps invade and take over our country is an unpardonable sin. This is why I talk about this. I'm just tired of this. I don't understand how anyone that could call themselves a believer in God and a believer in Christ could vote for this man because he overturned Roe v. Wade. Because your personal convictions, which are supposed to be your personal convictions, the Bible says, work out your own soul salvation, not trying to prevent other people from doing what you see as a sin, because that's what you believe. It's your personal life. But for that, he deserves to be in the White House? This man is crazy. And anyone that comes out here to say, I hate Taylor Swift, and you're freaking almost 80 years old, you shouldn't even know who Taylor Swift is, in my personal opinion. But I'm just saying, I am disgusted by all of this. And so for him to talk about how they're causing hatred, how they're causing distrust. He is the king of that. The king of hatred, the king of distrust, the king of false statements. And anytime he loses, he is saying it was rigged. They rigged the debate. How the hell do you rig a debate? They fed her the questions through an earpiece. Let's say they did do that. Wouldn't she have to know the answers to it? And okay, so you're going to say what she had the answer if she was fed like this, so it's so stupid. The fact that he says stuff like this and people actually put some, oh yeah, you know, that's possible behind it is absolutely insane. Because let's say she was fed the questions through an earpiece while she was on stage. Hello? Wouldn't she have to know the answers to respond and not just sit there and attack him, which is all he was doing? And he never once could look at her. He never once looked at her. He is a freaking coward, all right? And trust and believe, he knows what he's doing when he talks about these alleged assassination attempts because the man wouldn't bust a grape. He is a coward. He is afraid. But because he has security and Secret Service and all these people surrounding him, it gives him the nerve to say the things that he is saying. But he would never, ever speak like that in somebody else's face and say, I dare you to bust one off. talking about, I'll take a bullet for this country. You are a liar. You dodged the draft years ago, claiming you had bone spurs when you didn't. Called those who did serve suckers and losers. What was in it for them? I'm sorry, myself being the wife of a veteran, one who also is a disabled veteran, I have absolutely no respect and zero desire to see him on the lawn of the White House, let alone in the White House. And so he's pointing blame as usual, but having the nerve to blame others for doing the stuff that he's doing, the rhetoric that he uses, the lies that he spews, the hatred that boils in his blood and seeps out through his mouth is the reason why things are the way that they are. Can you think of any other previous presidential election before he came on the scene almost 10 years ago? My God, this has been a freaking nightmare, honestly. But any presidential election before that where we dealt with stuff like this, a lot of you all weren't even tuned in because some of you probably didn't even vote and didn't even know a lot about the people who were running for president, let alone in your local elections. And that's where it really matters. And that's why, you know, when people say, oh, Obama didn't do nothing for Black people when he was in office, a lot of things weren't able to be done because he was up against a Republican dominated House and Senate. Those things matter. So no, he didn't get to do as much as he could have done. So with all of that being said, all of this stuff that's going on, it is him. He caused it. He caused it. All Kamala and Joe have been trying to do is respond and trying to respond with some sanity and hopefully to inspire some people to say, look, you may not like us, you may not like our policies, but let's just all get on the same page for this short period of time so that we can try to get to a place where we can fight over policies and laws and amendments and all, you know, all of those different things like that. Because right now, everything has been about Donald Trump, which has trickled down to hate, deceit, lies, racism, classism, even more so because classism was already there. And it's sad, but a lot of the people who are voting for Trump, they vote against their own best personal interests because everything that he is doing, not the bull crap about no tax on tips. I had a conversation with a friend slash client the other day about that. And she was like, what do you think about no tax on tips? I was like, are you kidding me? First of all, tips are not the major part of most people's pay who do get tips. And a lot of them, they get their tips in cash anyway. So they're not even reporting that money. So why would that even be a big deal to them? That, and a lot of them are in the tax bracket where they are single parents. They're filing head of household. They get the earned income credit. So like, we're not talking about people who are paying a ton of money in income taxes anyway. So that is just like a nothing thing. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of it all. Those are not things that are really going to help push people and the economy forward. The things that Kamala is proposing, yes, proposing. We don't know if it will happen, but we hope that it will. $25,000 tax credit for people to be able to have a down payment on buying their first home. That would be amazing. I wouldn't benefit from it, but hey, I would love that for people because years ago when I was able to buy a house, the housing market was in a free fall. So I was able to get in when the getting was good. So now I'm in a place where it's beneficial for me, but it's not beneficial for a lot of people who are trying to get into that place. And I'm not one of those people that's like, yeah, I'm here, you're there, too bad, so sad. No, I want people to be able to come out. Now, I don't want to lose my equity. I don't want the housing prices to drop so that people can buy, but I do want people to be able to get in. So they need to do something to help people to be able to get into homes. So I'm all for that. $50,000 for people to start a small business. I wouldn't benefit from that, but from that, I started a business over 16 years ago. I would have loved something like that, but you don't hear about things like this. The things that Donald Trump is proposing, it is for the top 1 to 3%, the bracket that he's in. He does not care about you all that are at his rallies, all right? Living in mobile homes and, you know, homes where you're, you know, I'm not even trying to disparage anybody, but I'm basically saying he would wipe his feet on you. He does not care about you. He doesn't care about them. But they get them wound up with the emotional stuff. So they lie about things that aren't even happening, saying that Democrats allow women to have babies, give birth to them, and then at the 9th month after the baby has been born, then they will terminate the pregnancy. That's not even a thing. That is a lie. Oh my God. It's just like insane that anybody actually believes that. So I just can't with these people. Donald Trump is disgusting. He is the reason why things are the way they are, but he's pointing his fingers and pointing the blame, trying to push it off on other people because he's saying it's causing me to get shot at. No, you are causing you to get shot at, allegedly. And then he's proclaiming it's only going to get worse. Yeah, as long as you're around, it is. And hopefully it'll get worse for those who are doing what they're doing. You reap what you sow. So let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.